Good morning. My name's Benita, and I'm here in New Jersey. And I want to just share with you on this Monday, the 5th of December, 2016, we have less than 3 weeks before the holidays, that Psalms 62:8 tells us to trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Wow, that really is for me. Psalm 62:8, as we go to the Lord in prayer. Good morning, our Father. We just want to thank you for this day that you've given us, for this another chance that you've given us, for waking us up in our right mind, that we're able to get on this call. We want to thank you for the founders of this call, Father. We trust in you as you put in front of us those people that are molding us to become better. Father, we appreciate, we don't take it lightly, all the gifts that you've given us, some that we just sometimes don't even stop and just say thank you for the idea of sight, hearing, and our five senses are all working, Father. At this time in the holidays, we thank you for family and friends. And Father God, we just appreciate that you care so much for us. We're excited to hear about the word that is going to come forth, and we ask you to cover the message and the messenger so that we're going to hear what you want us to hear, Father, that the call is covered in your word. There is no place for any evil doings, any distractions, any kind of negativity. So, Satan, we're going to ask you to go ahead and step behind us and just have a rest right now for the next 30 minutes. And Father, we so appreciate that you've given us the power to tell Satan, step behind me, Satan. So, Father God, in our brother's name, Jesus, we thank you for sending your only son to this earth so that he could absorb all our sins and there's nothing for us to worry about. So, Father, thank you for your son, our brother, Jesus. And we cover this call. Amen, amen. And amen. I'm going to turn the call over to our host. My name is Benita, and I'm here in New Jersey. Have a blessed day on the 5th of December, 2016.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I will say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we know that this call is all about the Master. And each day, Monday through Friday, we gather to come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor, and to receive a message from on high. And we are so glad you joined us. This call was started by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Dimples or Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. The call was started October 25th, 2010, and has been going each day since then. And if you want to hear the playbacks of calls or see past messages or hear past messages, you can do so by going to themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And each message has been archived and recorded there. Also, the bios of our speakers and our prayer objectives are listed on our website. If you're feeling led to join the team, or if you're feeling like you've gotten a word from the Lord and you are just supposed to be here with us, joining us, hosting as I am doing, or seating and greeting the people as Minister Benita did, you can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. When God gives a mandate, he also gives a mission, and the mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we know that he also founded this call on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And today is Motivational Monday, and our speaker will be none other than our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. And you can dial into that call at 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. Again, that's 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. The next artist extravaganza has been moved to March 3rd through the 5th. That's March 3rd through the 5th. Check your back office at Artist Life for more information. Now I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way and let the woman with the word come forward. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott. By no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifest by a person who is not willing to take a chance and live fully in the now. This statement introduces Dr. Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living. There is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you. She advises you that you walk slowly across it. There is a, while enjoying the applause, there is a song to be sung that only you can sing. So sing it. A staunch advocate for our generation to come, Dr. Farrell Scott uplifts young people by introducing them to the positive and transformational teaching, endorsing their ability to maximize their unlimited potential. Dr. Farrell Scott believes that young people should be educated and fit for citizenry of the world. Dr. Farrell Scott also advances the message of living in your now from South Africa to London, England, Guyana, Trinidad and the West Indies, Canada, and all over the United States. Dr. Scott traveled the world to share her message of living in your now and has been blessed to see life-changing effects of her words on the audiences she has touched. Through her books, mentoring, coaching programs, radio and television shows, she has helped thousands of people to live their lives to the fullest as they embrace the power of their now. Dr. Farrell Scott is a loving mother of three adoring children and a senior pastor at What Shall I Render Ministry in Brooklyn, New York. She has an upcoming conference I hope she will tell us more about before she gives her message today. I present to some and introduce to others none other than Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Dr. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And good morning.
The floor is yours, woman of God.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God. It is an honor to be with you guys this morning, as it always is. And thanks for that wonderful introduction. I want to give God praise and thanks to each and every one of you this morning and thank God for not what he has done, but what he is doing and what he's continuing to do in each and every one of our lives. It's always an honor and a pleasure to come before you guys, and this morning is no different. I do have a conference that comes up. It's the Power of Now conference. And I want to invite you guys to join me on – sorry, I'm plugging in my cell phone, guys. I want you guys to join me on Wednesday night. I want to offer this. The Lord has given me a word. It's I've been doing a mass, but it's free. And what God told me that within what happened the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of stress and turmoil. And I've been doing a mastermind, and it's called Strategies for Success. Living with certainty in an uncertain world. And if anyone would like to be part of the mastermind, you can go to the Pavnaw Conference and just register with your email, and I will send you the login information. It's 8 p.m. on Wednesday night. It's free, and the Lord just laid in my heart to do that. That's like a $597 value, but God said that I needed to do it because there was so much uncertainty. Last week, we had almost 100 people that logged on, and I know that there's a burden, and there's a fear that is out there, and God just wanted me to just offer that service. So, guys, if you're interested in it, strategies for success, you know, living with certainty in an uncertain world, you know, God wants us to understand that he's still God. He did not fall off the throne. Doesn't matter what it looks like, we serve a great and an awesome God. And it is our responsibility to live with certainty, to live with certainty. Do you understand? The children of Israel understood living with certainty. They understood that God would provide. They understood that all they had to do is go out in the morning with certainty, and manna was falling. They understood when they got into the desert. Why did they murmur? Because they understood that their God said, listen, I will provide. I am the God, your healer. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. And what did God do? He took bitterness in the desert and turned it sweet when the water was bitter. What did God do? He provided water in the time of drought. What did God do? They wanted meat. God sent quails in over the desert. What did God do? They walked outside every morning. Every morning they walked outside and there was food for them. That God is our God. And so when I do that mastermind, certainty in an uncertain world, that is what I want us to understand. Forget what is happening out there, guys. Your God did not die. And we have to start living that way and understanding. This morning, I'm going to go to, I plan to do something else, but as I started talking, the Holy Spirit says to move me on. I'm going to go to 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 17. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, we come across a very extraordinary story. And that story is about Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 17, guys. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, it says that Elijah the Tishbite was of the inhabitants of Gilgad. And he said to Ahab, and the first thing I want you guys to understand and recognize in this, Elijah said, and many times as men and women of God, we are scared to say. The Bible said, you decree a thing and it's established unto you. We decree, God establishes. We decree, God establishes. And guys, many times we are establishing 24/7. I want you guys to hear this. We are establishing 24/7. Maybe you got up this morning, you started seeing all kinds of negative things. It's going to be established. It is going to be established. We can't walk around speaking negative things and not expect them to manifest. We are living in the manifestation of our words. I know Dr. Lucy, why you want to say that? We are living in the manifestation of our words. What words did you speak this morning? What idle conversations that we were carrying on with? What talk of scarcity were we talking about? Go back over your spirit and see. Because whatever is said is going to be established. And I'm not using anything as an example because many times your subconscious mind do not know that you're using an example. But if we speak negatively, that is going to be established. And so Elijah said to Ahab, Elijah understood the power of his words. Elijah said to Ahab, and that's 1 Kings chapter 17, as the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew, there shall be no rain, but according to your word. And I think I spoke about this before with you guys. Elijah spoke. Elijah decreed. Elijah declared to Ahab, there is going to be no rain. That's some good stuff, guys. And so many of us, we are saying things in our life that we don't want to happen. Maybe you're talking about your supervisor or your job or your business or your mate or your children. Watch the words that we speak. The Bible said the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. Speak words of life. There was a song my mother taught me as a child, and the song said, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of your beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words have power. Words have consequences. And so Elisha understood that. And so Elisha spoke to Ahab. I want you to look at the second verse, 1 Kings chapter 17, the second verse. After Elisha spoke, God spoke. I love this. After Elisha spoke, God spoke. And the word of the Lord came saying, get thee, turn thee eastward, and go hide yourself. So Elisha spoke, told Ahab there's going to be no rain, and then God spoke. I'm going to take some time with this right here. God has a plan. God has a strategy for your success. God has a strategy for your success. As our fingerprints differ, you know, if you go to the store and you're doing a fingerprint or you're traveling or there's a fingerprint that you have to take, every one of us, we could be twins. I can have a twin brother or twin sister, identical. Even identical twins, their fingerprint is different. Just as our fingerprints are different, the strategy that God gives each and every one of us for success is different. I want you guys to hear this. God gives each and every one of us a different strategy for success. What happens in many cases, God gives us a strategy for success. God gives Dr. PK or God gives Dr. Vanessa a strategy for success. Okay? What do? I come along and I look at their success and I say, oh my God, I want to do what they're doing. God did not give that assignment to me. And many times we look at another person's assignment and decide we want to do it. It could be something similar, but just as our fingerprints differ, the strategy that God gives every one of us differs. From before you came out here, from in your mother's womb, God had a strategy for your success. God had a strategy for my success. And it's for us to get on our faces and go to our Heavenly Father, and he will reveal what is the strategy. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. God has given every one of us, before we came into this realm, a strategy for success. So Elijah's was for Elijah to go to the brook. Elijah's was to go and hide. He said, hide yourself by the brook. Now, as I was studying this, the brook usually starts in the mountains. A brook usually starts in the mountains, and it comes down and comes down, and, you know, eventually other brooks meet, and you have larger rivers. But most times, a brook starts in the mountains. Secondly, God said, go by the brook, and I have commanded a raven to feed you. The raven is a bird that can live any place. Desert, mountain, forest, any place a raven could survive. The raven is also territorial. So when God told Elijah, number one, go to the brook, mountainous, and I'll send you a raven, territorial bird that can live any place. God had a strategy, come on this morning, for Elijah's success. Take a deep breath, somebody. Take a deep breath. God had a strategy for Elijah's success. And the strategy for Elijah's success, go hide yourself. And where God sent him to hide, Ahab is not going to look for you in the mountains. Do you understand, guys? Ahab is not thinking that Elijah is going to be in the mountains in a time of drought. But God, just as God had a strategy for Elijah's success, God has a strategy for your success this morning. Let us stop wringing our hands. Some of us, stop wringing your hands and stop wondering, stop listening to the news media and stop reading stuff in the newspaper and stop having all these things come into your subconscious mind and, you know, be wondering. Think about your Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father has a strategy for your success. Just embrace it. Trust. The scripture said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not some of your heart, guys. All. And don't lean to your own understanding. Can't lean to our own understanding. We got to trust our Heavenly Father. Trust knowing that what he promised, he's able to perform. Offer that you trust this morning. My offer this morning is that you trust. Trust your Heavenly Father and see him bring it to pass. Another reason that God told Elijah to send the ravens, if you read in the scripture, the Bible said the young ravens, God takes care of the ravens. God could have commanded the raven because God said the young raven looked to him for food. Strategies for success. God is going to lead and God is going to guide you into the right place at the right time under the right circumstances. Your assignment this morning is to trust and don't lean to your own understanding. It came to pass after Elijah was there for a while, the brook dried up. So God could give you a strategy, and sometimes our strategies are for certain seasons. You can have a strategy. God can give you a strategy, and it could be for a season. And many times we have outgrown our season, we have outlived the season, and we want to hold on to that season. And God is saying, no, this season has passed. I want you to move to the next level. I want to send you to the widow woman. I want to send you someplace else. But we don't want to go to the widow woman. I like being by the brook with the raven. I'm comfortable there. And the brook is drying up. There's no more water coming through those rocks. And the raven has gone someplace else. But you're saying, I'm not moving, God. And God is saying, your season there has passed. Take a look at your life. Do an inventory. Has the season where you are passed? Don't be scared to move forward. Don't be scared to try something different. Do not be scared. The enemy keeps us tied to places. The enemy keeps us tied to places of drought, but they're familiar. Holy Spirit. The enemy many times keeps us tied to places of lack, but those places are familiar. I want a raven here, but God said, no, that's period is gone. Release periods of drought. If you're in a place and you're stagnant, move forward. Don't be scared. Take a step forward. Unless you take your step forward, your Red Sea would never part. Children of Israel had to, by faith, step forward before that Red Sea parted. The Red Sea didn't part before they stepped. God told Moses, stretch that rod. If Moses did not, by faith, stretch that rod, there would have been no parting of the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army behind him. This morning, God is telling you, move to the next level. That place has dried up. That brook has dried up. I have a widow woman. I have another assignment. I have another location where I want you to go. And the reason that God was sending him into the other location was not for Elijah. My God. Many times God is sending us to environment. It is not for ourselves, but to bless other people. To bless other people. When God was telling Elijah, there's a widow woman. That was not for Elijah's benefit, guys. Many times we think that God was providing for Elijah. But there was a widow woman with a son that needed to know that Elijah's God was her God. And one of the reasons Elijah said to her, make me a cake first, he was building up her most holy faith. Who knew what she had prayed for that morning? Who knew what she had asked for? My offer to you this morning is whatever you ask for, trust God. Trust your Heavenly Father and see the windows of heaven open upon you. Trust God as he's sending you to take care of that widow woman. Trust God, you're driving and you have the last dollar in your car. And God says, give it to that person that is there outside begging. Trust God. You know, a friend of mine told a story the other day, and she was driving in her car and someone came up to her car. And she had $3 and she was going to one of these fast food places to buy some type of a latte or drink or whatever she was going to drive through. And she had $3. And the Holy Spirit said to her, give him a dollar as she's getting onto the line, you know, to wait to go to purchase. And she looks in her purse and has $3. And she said, well, I can't give him the dollar because when I get to the window, I won't be able to pay. And the guy stepped out of the window and he said, ma'am, could you give me a dollar? And she said, I can't do it today. She gets to the window. She orders her drink. She gets to the window to pay. And the girl at the window said to her, ma'am, you know what? I have an additional coupon. So the drink is only going to cost you $2, not $3. My girlfriend, her eyes were full of tears. She started driving around the parking lot to find the person, but the person was no longer there. She didn't have enough faith to trust God for $1. I'm offering to you this morning that you trust your Heavenly Father. Trust your Heavenly Father this morning because there's a widow woman out there waiting for you to bless them. And before you can bless that person, God has to bless you. But he will do it through faith. Stretch out your hand in faith. The same God, Elijah's God this morning, is your God. The God of the raven is your God. The God of the brook is your God. The God of the widow woman is your God. Your assignment this morning is trust your Heavenly Father. I love you with the love of God. I'm making the offer. Those of you that would love to be part of my mastermind, Strategies for Success, it is a $597 value. It's a four-week mastermind, but it is free. No strings attached. I'm not selling you anything. I'm not asking you to join my programs. It's Wednesday night from 8 to 9. If you go to the Power of Now conference, you can register, and I will send you the information. I'm not going to give the information. You have to make that extra step if you want to be part of it. We had more than 100 people, almost 100 people last Wednesday. And so if you want to be part of it, just go to the Power of Now conference, register, and I will send you the information. God wants to give you a strategy for success. It is God's assignment. I want you to hear me, guys. God wants his people not to be uncertain about the future. God wants you to understand that he's a God of certainty. God is a God of certainty, guys. The God of the raven, the God of the brook, the God of the widow woman this morning is our God. Amen, 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 and amen. Back to you, please.
We'll be calling you back to give us our benediction, but let us go to God. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott, Lord, and the word that came forth from on high. Lord, we know that you are ordering our steps, and Father, we will step out in faith. We will take that step, Lord, that is required to take us to that next level. We ask that you just continue to bless the mighty woman of God a hundredfold, O Lord. Pour back into her as she poured out into us. Father, we ask that you continue to keep Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa the Weatherspoon, Father. Their yes, O Lord, is why we are here gathered together today. Father, we ask that you just continue to touch each and every person on this line. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we bless and magnify your holy name. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which will be our speaker for the day will be none other than our own Minister Brenda Terrell, and the topic will be Tis the Season. And you can reach that number at 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. If you want to hear today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-732-1085, access code 957-677#. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Minister Lucille Farrell-Scott, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down. May God bless your labor. May God bless your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God this morning surround you as with a shield. May God burden you today with his blessings. May you be full and overflowing with the blessings of God. Walk in the authority today wherein you are called. Be blessed, be blessed, be truly, truly blessed. Amen.